back in 1990, a band from Northampton with the Shakespearean name Cordelia's Dad released this proto-grunge cover of a popular Christian hymn. 22 years later, lead singer Tim Erickson has established himself as an authority on what he calls Northern Roots music, the early American sacred and secular folk tradition of the Northeast, which gets less attention than its Southern counterpart.
And am I born to die, to lay this body down?
And you might recognize this song from the 2003 Civil War film Cold Mountain. Erickson was a musical consultant on the film, and he now has a new solo album out of traditional songs called Banjo, Fiddle, and Voice. He joins us now live from the studios of New England Public Radio in Amherst. Tim Erickson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, Magnus. It's good to be here.
It's really a pleasure to have you. You describe your music as Northern Roots or Hardcore Americana, but what exactly do you mean?
Well, it depends on the occasion, but basically the traditional stuff that I do, a lot of it comes from New England and from Western Massachusetts in particular. So just to distinguish it a little bit from other American traditions, basically just a way of giving people a clue about, you know, where it's coming from.
Specifically because it's coming from New England. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's hear a little bit about what you're talking about. You're going to play a song off your new album. I guess it's actually a familiar one, Amazing Grace, but not in the way people are used to hearing it. So tell us a little bit about it, and then would love to hear it.
Well, this is the before the tune that everybody's familiar with became so popular, the tune that was used around here is, I'll play it for you, and you'll hear it.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace had brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. And when this heart and flesh shall fail and mortal life will cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The earth will soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God who called me here below will be forever mine.
That's something like that. That was terrific. That's Tim Erickson playing live banjo and vocals, a New England version of Amazing Grace. I heard a little bit of throat singing there at the end, Tim.
Yeah, just for fun.
Just for fun.
I just posted on my Facebook page. For some bizarre reason, I remembered seeing Seals and Croft, you know, Jim Seals from the early 70s soft rock band Seals and Croft doing a throat singing version of Bonaparte's Retreat, so...
Oh, I love how you threw that in. But so I just have to ask you one more time, because I'm fascinated by the fact that there was a Northeastern version of this song before the more familiar version came out. And apparently an alternate melody, or maybe the one that you just played, you discovered it in a book, a songbook in a junk shop somewhere?
Yeah, it's a long story, an amazing confluence. I'd been researching the family of a guy who led the singing at First Churches over in Northampton across the bridge. And I ran into their copy of this 1848 book called The American Vocalist at a junk shop in Hadley for $3. And it was just all notated, you know, with their favorites and what songs were used at so-and-so's funeral. And it was kind of mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. So I sing a lot of music from that book.
Well, I'm curious. So you've got this sort of grunge background, proto-grunge background, with Cordelia's dad, your band. I mean, you once shared the stage with Kurt Cobain, of course, of Nirvana. So what we're hearing in the style of your singing of these sort of hardcore Americana music tracks, is it true to the original spirit of their music, or is that your grunge background coming through?
That's a really good question. It's probably a little of everything. I mean, I've been in a lot of different contexts and did a lot of different kind of music over the years, and it all kind of comes through. I used to kind of try to keep everything separate, but more and more I'm just saying, like, whatever, you know, if it's something that I've done and it feels right, I'm just going to do it.
Okay, so I'd love just a tiny little taste of a little more live music from you. And this is, you've got your prep to play a traditional ballad from Vermont called Yarrow?
Yep. It's an old Scottish song, but this version is from Vermont. I'll give you a little taste of it on the fiddle. Oh, sister dear, I can read your dream, read any grief and sorrow. Your true love, John, he lies dead and gone in the dewy dance of Yarrow. She wrung her hands and tore her hair, all in grief and sorrow. She tore a blue ribbon from out her hair that she had received in Yarrow.
Tim Erickson giving us a taste of a song, a ballad, I should say, called Yarrow. On the fiddle there, so one second a banjo, the next second a fiddle, you are a man of many talents, including, I guess you're an expert in a tradition of Protestant choral singing called Sacred Harp. And we're hearing a little bit of that now, because on Saturday and Sunday, you'll be singing at the Western Massachusetts Sacred Harp Convention in Northampton, which you helped found. So I just want to listen a tiny bit of this. So that's a recording from a prior convention. I think I can actually hear your voice in there, sort of cutting through the rest of those singers. But can you explain briefly what sacred harp singing is all about?
A tradition that draws on a lot of earlier New England music, as well as sort of 19th century Southern music. And the idea is that it's any number of people get together and sing socially at a convention 2 full days. So that's what we'll be doing in Northampton tomorrow and Sunday.
So Tim Erickson, tell me a little bit about your fascination with this New England sort of traditional roots music. In your mind, what are its distinguishing qualities from the sort of more culturally well-known Southern roots music?
Well, one of the things that's interesting about it is that it is so kind of marginal, and there's a lot of room for fiction. So I do kind of make up a lot of stuff, but I also am interested in the history very much. And there's a lot of different musical characteristics that distinguish it, and a lot of songs. You know, there's a different repertoire. As far as the sacred music goes, a lot of the early stuff, the 18th, 17th, and 18th century music was really, that we have, you know, still today, actually comes from right around here.
Why do you think it's so marginal in comparison to traditional Southern music?
That's a really good question. I mean, part of it has got to be just, you know, I don't know, maybe after the Civil War, like the terms of the reputations of the regions or something, like the South got culture and the North got, like, you know, Harvard or something. I don't know. Just we have associations with regions, and, you know, even if there's only 4 banjo players in some region in West Virginia, they somehow have become emblematic of the place, whereas that's not the case in the Northeast.
Huh. Well, let's go out on some more of the sacred harp singing you organized for the film Cold Mountain. This is a hymn called I'm Going Home. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Tim Tim Erickson is the lead singer of the proto-grunge group Cordelia's Dad. He is also a scholar of New England roots music. His new album is called Banjo Fiddle Voice. There's more information about that and the Western Massachusetts Sacred Harp Convention in Northampton this weekend. You can find it all at radioboston.org. Tim Erickson, such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was great talking with you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mozzie, and Jason Breslow. We received extra help this week from producer Amory Sievertson. Our interns are Annie Ropeek and Mira Sharma.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.